and one Jew sends to another Jew, but a shliach, the messenger, is the kusi. Hashliach chov yishuyayim biya kusi v'shel tzir, or else you have tzir, that's the brine of the fish. Hashliach shel dogim tmeim, you have to be afraid that we'll soon say maybe the goyim exchanged it for their brine of the fish of the dogim tmeim, or else v'shel murayis. Murayis is another dish which you have the inside of a fish is mixed up in it. Rashi says murayis,
yeah,
that's the inside of a fish. Yeah, so it sounds like this: if you send one of these three things to a we'll soon say biyad klavim, no, if you get first thing, if you send a barrel of wine with a shlich kusi, or else v'shel tzir v'shel murayis biyad klavim, if you send to somebody some tzir, the brine of fish, or else murayis, a dish mixed up with the insides of the fish, and the shlich is a goy. So it depends. If the person that you send it to, he knows the seal, and when he receives it, still sealed, closed, it's okay. Imlav also. But if you do not know the seal, if you do not recognize that it wasn't open, then it's also. So what do you see here? That if you send a barrel, the yad kusi, even though it's a closed barrel, still it's also, because we're afraid maybe the kusi will let a guy touch the wine. And the seer and the marayas also, you have to be afraid if you send it by a guy, maybe the guy will exchange it for his own seer from dogim to meyim, or else your marayas also, maybe put wine inside it, or also be from dogim to meyim. He says, "Oh, marayas, chashin, I did the dummy marayas, yikorim, but the meyayi do mashakim marayas, o mayal chamra." That's the two things. By your marayas, since it's so expensive, it could be the guy will eat up some of your marayas, and instead he'll put wine inside it. So if it's his wine, that's the Yayin Nesach, that's Tam Yen, that will be Yosu. So here you see here, there's no difference whether the barrel is closed or open, still it's Yosu. It says you cannot send a barrel of wine with a kusi, only if you have a chaysim on it. But without the chaysim, it's no good, even though it's sealed. So Rav Zeira Lekash, there's no theory here. Kan be'ir, kan v'derech. In this city itself, then the kusi is afraid, he's makbid, that maybe a Jew will see if a guy touches it. So then he's makbid not to let a guy touch the wine. But here where you're standing with your friend through the roads, outside the city on the highway, then the kusi doesn't care if a guy touches it. So therefore, even though the barrel is sosum, closed, still it's sosum. He could be. It's always the case that he could, right? If he can't duplicate, then it's mutter. Why? Just as you recognize it, that's all. But again, these seals here, like Rashi said before, they're only hard to duplicate, that's all. But it could be duplicated. It's only hard to untie it two times, but it could be done. So Avad here, you have to recognize, to you it has to look at least like it wasn't touched. So if it looks to you that way, then it's alright. So the answer is, before that we said stumus is okay, that's in the city. There a kusi is makbid not to let a guy touch it. Here that it says it's also, he went through the derech. So where's the question? Like even the barrels that end up in the city, but how did it get there? They probably had to move it from the factory, yeah, to the city. So eventually, it went through the roads. So if you tell me on the derech, a kusi is not marked, but if a guy touches it or not, so it should be also. Even the barrel in the city, you have to be afraid. It was already touched by a guy on the derech. So where it says, Elu Rav Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah sounds like this. Elu Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Bein Hagita Shninu. That's what we said before, it's mutter, it's okay. That's only if it's by the barrel, it's between the gitois, means the vats, where they first make the wine. Over there, a kusi is very, very makbid not to let a guy touch his wine there. Why? Kivon the kuli alma. Afchin, since all the Jews come there down to the vats, where they bottle the wine. They check it out there and buy it there, so there are a lot of people around there. Mirthis, over there in that factory and by the vats, there the kusi is afraid to let a guy touch his wine, because he knows that there are Jews there watching to see if they should buy it or not. So Bein Hagitois, there it's okay, there you're allowed to buy the wine from the kusi. But if the barrel was closed, Ben Achnami, once the kusi takes it home, over there we have to be afraid al haderech, he was not makbid if a guy touches it or not. Then we have to be afraid for maga akum, maybe a guy touched the wine and the wine would be awesome. Yoma, the Kusi says to himself, Hashta now, Ichozuli Masuduli. If a Jew is going to be watching and see the way I let a guy touch my wine, I'll lose out. I won't be able to sell it to a Jew. Therefore, here, the Kusi is marked. Itma, we don't like this. Mefneima Osru Sheikha Shalantikachovim. How come there's an Issa not to drink beer that belongs to a guy? You're not allowed to drink goyish beer. What's the reason why? So Tais speaks out, Issa Sheikhar, the second Tais says, Issa Sheikhar loy mitzinu loy b'mishnah loy b'braitha. There's no mishnah, no braitha that says beer is osa. V'shema b'yimei amaroyim asru. Could be as a new zera that amaroyim made not to drink beer of a guy. We'll soon see where and when it applies. If it applies today or not, we'll soon see. So what's the issa? Like there was a Kabbalah that you're not allowed to drink beer from a guy. So what's the reason? Why did the Rabbana make this issa? I'll look it up. Yeah, so what's the reason? So Rami Bar Chama Omar Rav Yitzchak Mishum Chasnus. We're afraid you come into marriage, like we don't want you to drink with Goyim. If you come to drink with them, you'll be happy with them. Maybe come into marriage. So because the Chasnus, Rabbanan said, do not drink beer by a Goy's house. We'll soon see. Rav Nachman Omar Mishum Gilui. You have to be afraid, no, maybe the goyim leave the beer uncovered overnight, and there's a sakana to drink the wine. So Mar says, Gilu demai, what are we afraid they left uncovered? Ilai Megilu den Azaisa, they uncovered the barrel where they're making the beer itself. Ananami Asoso, the vat that we make the beer in, Maglinon, because we're not afraid, because the snake doesn't drink beer. Vielo de Chavito, the barrel after the beer is made, in the barrel that you store it in, that you left uncovered. Ananami Maglinon, we also leave our beer uncovered, because the snakes do not drink from beer. So what kind of gilu is there to buy beer from a guy? Is Leitzricha, the Chiddush is the Asra de Matzlimaya, in the place that they distill the water overnight before they start to make the beer. So the Goyim leave the water overnight uncovered, so then the water is a sakana to be used. So that beer we cannot drink. A Jew does not do this, but the Goyim do this. There's no Bishlakim here because the main thing is the water. The main thing is the water. And the juice that comes into it is not the ikur. The mosher for bracha, we only make a shakol on beer, even though beer sometimes is made from barley. So you don't make a mezainis. Because the main thing is the water. On water there's no issur bishlakim. That's the same matter for coffee also. Coffee is that the main thing is the water. The water is no issur bishlakim on water. As they put in coffee, they put more things into the water, since those things are bottled to the water. And the proof is the bracha, we only make it a shako, so there's no issur bishlakim on this. The main thing is the water. Tomorrow says, Elamiyatir so, Yoshin Tishtori, old beer should be mutta. Why the Yoma Rav, Yoshin mutta, anything old is mutta, there's no issa, there's no sakona of a nochesh. Because mashma, because it says, Ein manichul yashin. If the snake would have drank from the beer, from this water, and his poison would be there, he would not let it become old. The poison of the snake stops something from becoming old. So if they have old beer, it should be mutter to drink. And hech mitzmutter, same thing, if the beer turned a little bit sour, should also be mutter to drink. Why? And menichol hachmitz. If the poison of the snake was there, it would not let the beer turn the sour. So why do you say old beer is asa? If it's only mishum gilui, these two types, old ones and sour, should be mutter. So Marcel will tell you that's gzeirah. Gzeirah yoshinot achodesh. The same thing, hechmes, atle hechmes. So that's one reason why the yasid beer is mishum agili. Now, the first man the Yama was, if Yitzchak said mishum chasnas, and that's where we hold the yisr is mishum chasnas. Now it's like this. Rav Papa mafikin le labofo de chanusa vishosi. When Rav Papa went to drink beer by a bar, by a guy, so he had them bring the beer outside the store. He drank the beer outside the bar. Mashma, the issur was only to go inside their store and drink it there by them. But if you take the beer outside their store, it's okay. like that. It's not like Yai Nesach. Here you're allowed to go to the store and buy beer and bring it home. The yisur is not to drink the beer by them when you buy them mishum chasnas. But the papa let them bring the beer outside the store, they drank it there. Rav Acha maislo lebeisei. Rav Acha bought beer from a guy and took it home to his own house. Vishosti, and he drank it. Why? Vetavayim mishum chasnas. They both told, what's the issue not to drink goyish beer? Because you're afraid you become happy with them and you live to marriage. That's only if you drink it by them in the house, in their store. But if you take the goyish beer home to our house, then there's no problem. Rav Achoy Ovid Harchoki Yisera. Yeah, he made a big Achok. He didn't even drink it outside the store, but he took it home first. But really, like Rav Papi, if you drink it outside the store, it's okay. I think Tais speaks out also here, a lot of Ethereum. If you drink it back roy, just one time, it's okay. Icarus 3 is not to be kavua kiseda to drink by them. They wouldn't drink it by the great house. Being came, if therefore Tais says, sorrowfully, so you have to be careful. We should not drink beer when you buy a great house. They did not drink the wine, the beer, inside the house. Miltai says, let's say you're a guest by a guy. Tonight you're sleeping over the guy's house. So that you'd be allowed to buy beer and bring it to your room and drink it there. Because now that you're sleeping in this room tonight, that's your room. Mishum Eva, maybe even if the innkeeper gives you beer, it also be more to Mishum Eva. Layosru Mishum Chasas El Lekaveya Shtiya Bechanus, of Regilus, Lishtas Tobias Avichovim. The Ikarisra is not to do it for Regilus, to Kesei the Kavua keep on drinking. Avo Akroi Biyal Mashari. It happens one time, it'll be okay. Could be if you go down to the place, which one is it called? Magic Mountains. But they make the beer there. Which one?
Bush gardens.
They make the beer there. Couldn't if they give you a drink to drink there, be okay there. But that's only called Akroi Bialma. You're not really meeting with them.
No more.
Okay, good. It could be the place like that. Maybe there would be mutter, maybe. Okay, then. Rav Shmuel Babisnik Loyi Le Marguyan. He went to Marguyan. Isilei Chamro, they brought him wine. For Loyi Ishti didn't drink it. Then Asla Shikla, they brought him some beer to drink. For Loyi Ishti didn't drink it. So Bishlei Mechamra Mishum Shinsa. I understand why he didn't drink wine, because maybe it's Yai Nesach. That's why he didn't want to drink the wine. I understand this. But Shichra Mishumai, why didn't want to drink the beer? Mishum Shimsa the Shimsa. He's also afraid of something. He's afraid that we had before, Mishum Chasnas. That's why he didn't want to drink it. So Rashi says, Lamargan was the Yisrael Chashudim Hoyu. Lohoyu Mavkidim Al Yen Sotichovim. That it was a Jewish place, but they weren't Mavkid to drink Yain kosher, they would have Yain Nesach or Stam Yainim. So therefore, he didn't drink their wine, Mishum Shimtrach says, Chashad Yain Nesach. Shimshimsog, Zerah Shichra to Chamra. He did not drink their beer, Hilachru, the Iker Issa doesn't apply, because they were Jews here. But he didn't want to drink their beer, because he was afraid if he'll drink the beer, maybe he'll come to drink their wine. And the wine was thus because of Stam Yainim, therefore he did not even drink their beer. So the Isra of the beer doesn't apply here. It's his own Gzera, like Gzera, like Gzera. He was afraid of will drink beer, maybe come to drink wine also.
So
if you go into a bar, you should not drink beer, because maybe by drinking beer, you come to drink wine also.
What happens if a guy goes
to the that if you buy some metal, you have to throw it in the Yamamelech. In other words, it's also Vano Shretan. So I don't know what you're doing there, you shouldn't buy altogether. You have holding Lamed Aleph on the base. Right after the Maisa was beer, that it said there that Rav Pop and Rav Acha, they did not drink beer in the store by the Goyim, but rather they first brought the beer outside. And as I said, the Gemara says that we hold it also Mishum Chasnus and B'Torah Sekva. Like you're not supposed to go into a Goy's house and sit down and have a nice meal with him and then drink the beer. Because that will make a cure of dash if you become too close with them and we're afraid maybe you marry their daughters. Elimor says, Omarav, Hai Shichra Di Amoi Shori. You should know beer from a guy, it's okay, Shori. You're allowed to drink it. Hai Shichra Di Amoi Shori. In other words, there's no Isser of Gilui. It means you're allowed to drink it. If you take it home, you can drink it home in your house. V'chiyah bri lo nishter minei. But my own son Chiyah, he should not drink from beer that was made by goyim. What's going on here? Manushach, what is this? Ishori, if it's permissible, l'kuli al mishori, that is good for everybody, for my own son also. Iyoster, if it's forbidden, l'kuli al mishori, should be also for everybody then. How can you make this that for everybody it's okay, but for my own son, he should stay away? Is that the way you give a psak? Ella, rather, it's like this. Rav sov mishum gilun. Rav holds the reason why it's oster to drink beer is because of gilui. That we're afraid they leave the water uncovered overnight, and therefore the snake came, that the sakana, there's a poison inside the beer. So it should be oster for everybody. So he holds like this. The ozal merura de keshusa, the bitterness of the beer itself goes, the kola lezura, and like burns up the poison inside the water. So true, first the goyim leave their water overnight. So the chash, there's some poison inside it. But then when they make the beer with it, they put the hops inside it, the bitterness of the hops kills out the poison. So it's like this. But somebody that's sick already, so then this poison could still hurt, could still harm him. So it's like this. My own son, since he's still a little bit sick, he should not drink from it. In other words, a healthy person doesn't have to be afraid. For a healthy person, since the beer itself burns out the poison, a healthy person could drink the beer. That's why Paskin is smutter to drink the beer. But for his own son, meaning someone that's a little bit sick, then he doesn't have good resistance, therefore he has to watch out for this poison. Omar Shmuel, kol ashrotim yesh lameretz. Any sherets, any creeping thing, also if we drink from the water, maybe it also leave over its poison. But shel nochesh memis, we have to be afraid mainly of the snake, because the snake's killed. His oris, what comes out from him, is poisonous. Shel shrotzim meina memis, but the oris that comes out from the shrotzim, that does not kill, that's not dangerous. Omalei shmul l'chia barav, bararaya, you're a person of a Baal Torah, so tokom, v'em lochom milsamayis, to tell me over something very good, dev yom rav ovuch. That your father used to say, so he said like this, this is the way my father used to say, these old goyim, Rashi says, these fat goyim, they drink a lot of water that's left uncovered. The question is, how come they don't die? They're not makbid on gilui, so why don't they die? Why doesn't the eris kill them? Fulei mesa, still they did not die. The reason is, I did the afli shkotzim rumoshim, since they eat a lot of lobsters, they eat a lot of shkotzim rumoshim, chavul gufayu, inside the body is very hot, and the heat inside them burns out the poison. That's the reason why by goyim maybe they're not makbid on this, but by them the poison does not affect them. Therefore we can't bring any proof from the fact they drink gilui, and nothing happens to them, maybe it'll be permissible for a Jew also, you can't bring a proof. A Jew still has to watch out, because his body is not that hot the way the goyims are. So he speaks out, even though another Gemara says that the opposite, that a body of a Jew is hotter, because he's always worried about doing mitzvahs. So he says the different things, to kill out the snake I'll call upon him, the heat that comes from shkotzim or mushroom, that's what kills out the poison. And that a Jew doesn't have.
The body
Omar Rabbi Yosef, hi chalo